Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
The restarts coming up from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Wrapping up caution flag number two of the Xfinity 500, Chase Elliott first off the pit lane, William Byron, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Blaney, and Ryan Preece, the top five. We continue under the caution flag. Lap 138 is on the board.
Before we go back under the green flag, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Martinsville Speedway, the Xfinity 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Along with our premier partners, we can't thank enough. That's Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. Dave Moody is out in the turns. Steve Post and Chris Wilner up and down the pit lane.
Field is getting the one-to-go signal. We will go back under the green flag at lap 140. Again, Chase Elliott, William Byron, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Blaney and Ryan Preece, the top five. If you're an Austin Dillon fan, that was a bad trip down pit road for you. Has to go to the back of the pack for speeding, so he'll go all the way back, and we'll try to make up all of that lost ground. The field is choosing right now, inside and out, as we get set for the Geico restart coming up here in just a moment.
Denny Hamlin's pit crew gained him three spots on that. Denny Hamlin now up to the number 12 spot after starting at the back of the field. Field is coming to the Geico restart zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
If you're just joining us, Denny Hamlin crashed in practice yesterday. They put the car back together. They started at the 37th starting position, and now he will restart in 12th as the restart has just been waved off and the one-to-go signal is now being administered again. Alex, we've been seeing a Hendrick Motorsports flex so far here at Martinsville. Nothing new, but it's Chase Elliott and William Byron who have had this race in command.
Yeah, they have, but nobody's really been able to run away and hide, Rusty. Chase Elliott's been the guy leading the most laps, a total of 93 so far, but Byron's been right there matching him stride for stride.
Yeah, I've been looking at the lap times. You're exactly right. They're almost identical in lap speed, the two Hendrick cars running 1-2 right now. The other cars I'm impressed with are the Stewart Haas cars, but what about Ryan Blaney? He's like baby steps coming from where he started in the race up. He's gained a position here, gained a position there, beat him off pit road a little bit, got himself up in the fourth position right now. Remember, he had to win this race last year to get in, and he did.
Right now, hopscotching his way into the top five. Green flag back in the air. The field through the Geico restart zone. We're back at it side by side. Teammates leaning on each other for the lead.
And they are dead even through turns one and two. Elliott, bottom of the racetrack. Byron, top side. Willem Byron around the outside lane will take the lead. He'll slide in line in the number one spot with Elliott second.
Strong move from Liberty Bill. Driving the Liberty University colors, William Byron at the front of the field. Chase Elliott falls in line second. They're side by side for third. Blaney to the outside of Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe's got the inside line. Ryan Blaney trying to take the long way around. Keeps that momentum up on exit of turn two and carries it to three.
Couple of Fords racing for third. Briscoe will find the lane he needs. He'll power his way to the inside. Blaney falls to fourth. Priest in fifth. And behind them, they are side by side for sixth.
Alex Bowman trying to rim ride the outside lane. He's got a teammate to his left elbow in the person of Kyle Larson. Wheel to wheel into three.
Larson right on the bottom of the racetrack. His teammate Bowman slips just a bit off turn four. Larson will clear Bowman. Bowman quickly snaps the car to the bottom of the racetrack to block the oncoming advance from Brad Keselowski.
Wedges his
trouble
way.
Trouble further back. One car goes around. It's Daniel Suarez. Everybody began standing on the brakes, and that was a chain reaction as the caution flies, and Daniel Suarez was just the wrong place, wrong time there with everybody standing on the brakes trying to get down into turn number one.
Doesn't look like he has much damage on that Chevy Camaro, but he came spinning out of that pack of traffic and was able to loop the car, keep it out of the safer barrier. Damage looks minimal, but we are under the caution flag for the third time, and it will fly at lap 144. Daniel Suarez running 14th on the racetrack at the time.
So Suarez and everybody else now falls back in line behind the pace car. They were just on the pit lane back on lap 134. We've only gone seven hard green flag laps, so I would not anticipate wholesale pit stops. If your car may not be handling in those opening seven laps since the restart, maybe you'll find somebody come in.
I am with you on that. Steve Post, does everybody else agree with Alex's assessment?
Yeah, I would say so. It's way too early on this one as far as that goes. The temperatures really didn't even get up to speed and to see what those adjustments made. So might be a few guys toward the back of the field that maybe are struggling, but I think the front runners will stay on the speedway.
As we welcome you back here to Martinsville Speedway in the Xfinity 500, we are working the second stage. Stage number one was won by Chase Elliott. And as we sit on the playoff picture, Christopher Bell is in by 8 points. Out right now by 8 is Kyle Larson. Out by 31 is Chase Elliott. Ryan Blaney out by 34. And Denny Hamlin out by 35. And you wonder, well, what about William Byron? Well, he's currently the race leader in position to try to win this race.
And he has led a total of 8 laps so far this afternoon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow on his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
William Byron is the fourth different leader of the Xfinity 500 today at Martinsville. Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Blaney, Ryan Preece, all in the top five with Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Ty Gibbs rounding out the top 10. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
The one to go signal right now, William Byron going through the chews. He'll restart inside, Chase Elliott outside, Chase Briscoe inside, Ryan Blaney outside. Seems like a textbook chews here for this restart.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary as everybody chooses inside and out. And Rusty, here in these opening 150 laps, it looks like the outside lane's not as bad as it normally is at Martinsville.
Well, about the first 10 laps, it hangs in there pretty good because you got those sticky, soft Goodyear tires, and it kind of helps you out in that top lane. As you get going on, I've been watching, especially a guy like Ryan Blaney, who's been battling so hard on the outside in these restarts. About lap 10, man, he wants to get to the bottom. He finds a hole, he shoots down there. But those soft tires keep you going for a little bit on the outside.
If you're a Kyle Busch fan, he just got the free pass. He is back on the lead lap, posted in the 29th position.
Field exits turn four, comes to the Geico restart zone. The control car is William Byron, wasting no time. Jumps on the throttle when they get to the zone. Byron to the inside of Chase Elliott.
See if Chase Elliott can do what Byron did to him on the previous restart, and that's take the lead in the outside lane. Answer, no. Byron away with the lead. Elliott slams it back in line in front of Briscoe, who rides third.
Elliott, though, closes in on the back bumper of William Byron, does not deliver any chin music or bumper music, as it were. But further back, their teammate Kyle Larson is trying to root his way to the inside of Priest. This is the battle for fifth.
Dive bombs to the bottom of the racetrack into turn one, trying to get underneath Ryan Priest as they race down the backstretch. That'll be now Priest getting the advantage. Larson and Joey Logano.
Logano on the outside of Larson. Again, Logano will be racing for the championship next week in Phoenix. He won earlier in Las Vegas. He's to the outside of Kyle Larson now.
Joey Logano trying to roll the fence up high. Usually not a winning proposition. Larson will slide under him. Now here comes Alex Bowman.
Alex Bowman's starting to get those elbows up in the air just a tad, working his way to the inside of Logano after Larson completed the pass one lap ago.
Joey Logano hung out to dry in that outside lane. Bowman underneath him now. Here comes Brad Keselowski looking for Daly. Joey slams the door in Brad's face.
Does as Brad Keselowski will just take his medicine, fall right there in the tire tracks, and ride behind Joey Logano. Still a long way to go here in the Xfinity 500. Elliott is second, but Chase Briscoe is on his bumper.
He's giving him some heat right now as they make their way off turn two to the back straightaway. Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, then a couple of car lengths back to Ryan Blaney, two more to Ryan Preece.
Alex, you know the thing that's interesting, whenever we think of throwing blocks, we think of Daytona and Talladega, but when these cars come across the start finish line, we are seeing blocks thrown at monumental proportions.
Yeah, we are, and I think that's become the norm here at Martinsville. Heck, it's the norm at every track we go to, it seems like, but if you get just a little bit crossed up exiting turn two or exiting turn four, oh, trouble. Turn number three, Dave, looks like Harrison Burton is around.
He gets turned around. Austin Dillon scatters to the outside along with Daniel Suarez and Shane Van Gisbergen. Single car spin for Harrison Burton. I think he had some help under braking into turn three.
And that'll put us under the caution flag for the fourth time in today's race.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
here at Martinsville Speedway. Still under the caution flag. Pit lane has not opened up, as we expect it could very well open up this time by, with William Byron the race leader. Chase Elliott is second. Chase Briscoe third. Ryan Blaney fourth. Ryan Preece rounds out the top five. And indeed, the Whelan Engineering green light has been illuminated at the entrance to pit lane in turn number three. And we'll wait right now, Mike Bagley, to see if anybody elects to come in.
Well, the opportunity is there. The question is, will they take that opportunity? William Byron does not. Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, nobody in the top five, nobody in the top ten. Looks like everybody will stay on the pit lane or stay on the racetrack. You have a few drivers in the back like Daniel Hemric, Bubba Wallace, Austin Dillon, and the like that will take this opportunity to come down the pit lane. So with 100 laps to go in stage two, William Byron, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Blaney, and Ryan Preece are your top five. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Back at the Martinsville Speedway, everybody in the front 15, 20 or so stayed out on the racetrack. Should be getting the one-to-go signal shortly if you're just joining us. So glad to have you with us here on this Sunday afternoon. We are at the Martinsville Speedway. Been watching a dandy so far. We've got less than 100 laps to go in this second stage. And right now, we are seeing a Hendrick Motorsports domination between William Byron and Chase Elliott. They are the Hendrick drivers to lead laps so far today.
Yeah, Chase Elliott won the opening stage of the race, and that was a big stage win, getting those points. But Chase Elliott, as he sits right now, still 33 points out of that final playoff spot. But that win, stage win by Chase Elliott, the first stage win of the year since the Daytona 500 to start the season off. So Chase Elliott, while he's run towards the front of the field an awful lot and obviously got a win earlier this year, hasn't been able to really get too many green and white checkered flags.
By the way, we mentioned a couple of moments ago that had some cars come down to pit lane for service. Daniel Hemric and also Bubba Wallace were a couple of those drivers, both nabbed for speeding. Starting to see a lot of pit road speeding penalties today.
Well, let's talk about that, Rusty Wallace, because this is a unique pit lane where all of turns three and four is part of pit road. All of turns one and two, the same there's where got the one to go signal, but the radius, if you go to the inside, is quicker than the outside.
It is faster. There's a lot of throttle jockeying going on out there, meaning though if you see a car come getting closer, you just jump in the throttle real quick and try to get about half a car ahead of them. And every time you just kind of jab that throttle, you get nailed by NASCAR. I mean, it's so easy to do that. You're looking at it and you're going, okay, just they're not going to catch me. Just do it, you know, and you get nailed every time.
Right now, the pace car heads to pit road. The restart will happen on lap 164, 96 laps to go in stage number two.
Here they come up off turn number four. Got to wait till they get to the Geico restart zone. It's William Byron, the race leader, on the inside of the front row. His teammate Chase Elliott topside. Elliott gets a big shot in the back. Denny Hamlin further back does not come up to speed as well. Finally gets things going as everybody pours off turn two.
Hamlin lost about five car lengths in three or four spots. He'll try and regroup further back. Top of the field, it's the battle for the lead. Byron and Elliott.
Byron on the inside, Elliott to the outside. They're side by side across the line. Chase Briscoe looking on. Ryan Preece into Kyle Larson in one.
Nearly turned him around, but everybody's got to part peaceably. Battle for the lead continues. Byron down the backstretch. He'll take over. over. Elliott slides in line second. Here comes Chase Briscoe.
Took to peek to the outside. Did Chase Briscoe further back? They're three wide. Ty Gibbs stuck on the outside lane with Josh Berry and Austin Cindric. Meanwhile, the battle for the lead continues.
Here they come off turn number two. Elliott looking to the inside. Took a quick peek down low. Did not have the momentum to make a move.
William Byron now will reclaim the lead. Comes across the line to lead his 29th lap of the afternoon. Elliott second. You've got Briscoe, Blaney, and Kyle Larson now the top five.
Chase Elliott may have had enough of playing second fiddle right now. He was beaten on the back bumper of William Byron through turn three last time. This time around, he's got a little bit of daylight between the two.
Byron will keep Elliott at bay at the top two, and they put about four car lengths between themselves and the third place running Chase Briscoe. Running in position number four is Ryan Blaney. Fifth is Kyle Larson.
Larson runs all by himself for the moment in the fifth position. A car length back in sixth is Ryan Preece. Seventh belongs to Alex Bowman. Joey Logano is eighth, but maybe not for long. Here comes Ross Chastain.
Ross Chastain opens the inside line. Coming off the end of the back straightaway, he'll stick the nose inside with his Chevrolet and force Logano's Ford to the high side.
Didn't hear a lot out of Ross Chastain in the opening stage, but they've tweaked on that car. They've had their hands on it a couple of times now, and they found some handling. He's to the inside of Logano.
Yeah, he is, and he is driving the Bia Moose colors here this weekend at driver introduction stage and the ceremonial ride around the racetrack to wave with the fans. He had a moose head on doing all of that, so you got to give him props. He is taking his sponsorship representative to a higher level.
You ever want to be a moose, Alex?
All the time.
Salud, my friend. Well, right now, Ross Chastain trying to break his way into the top 10. He's done it. He's wedged his way under Logano with Denny Hamlin looking on behind them.
Joey has not given up the ghost, though. He keeps pounding away at that outside lane. Hasn't taken the opportunity until now to slide down and shut off the charge of Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin, you speak of, Dave. Well, he has just cracked into the top 10. He's up to the number 10 position after starting at the back of the field, Chris Wilner.
That's right, and Denny Hamlin came over the radio after the restart and said, I spun the tires, but right now the car is turning the best it has all day. They cracked the top 10 just now, and this is well according to schedule for Chris Gabehart. He said, you're doing well. We'll keep you updated over the course of the run, but so far things start to turn around for Denny Hamlin, C-Post.
Yeah, another driver that things are pointed in the right direction, and Rusty Wallace pointed this out. Ryan Blaney is sneaking up through the top five now. He's up to the fourth spot, and this car just keeps getting a little better every day. And what's called wrapping the bottom of the racetrack. Our Todd Gordon talks about it all the time, and they've got that car right now where he can wrap that bottom ribbon of the racetrack right down on that rail, and that car is looking really, really good. We need to keep an eye on Blaney. He can be tough in the second half of this race.
Well, Ryan Blaney and Denny Hamlin are probably at the safest place on the racetrack. 18th on back, Alex. They are throwing haymakers at each other.
Ty Gibbs is there. He's sliding around. Kyle Busch, who's back on the lead lap, is there. Justin Haley is there. You've got Noah Gregson and others as they come off turn two.
Gibbs and Austin Dillon a couple of laps ago. It was a full-scale car fight the length of the back straightaway, just slamming doors against each other. Dillon got to turn one and deposited Ty Gibbs up the racetrack.
Guys, going back and talking about Joey Logano just a little bit. It was really interesting this week when he told everybody, he said, my number one job going into the race of Martinsville this weekend is help the 12 car get in the top four. I'm locked in for next weekend. Team Penske made it clear, do whatever you can to help that 12 car, whether it's sharing setups, helping them on the racetrack, whatever. Penske says, I want both my cars in next week at Phoenix.
Well, right now, the Team Penske cars are running fourth with Ryan Blaney, ninth with Joey Logano, and Austin Cindric, after having to go to the back of the pack, he's rebounded nicely, Alex. He's running in position number 12.
Yeah, he is, and Team Penske always has a pretty good run here. Ryan Blaney doing it right now as he comes off turn two for third.
Yeah, he's less than satisfied with running fourth. He's been working hard on Chase Briscoe. Find some daylight to the inside.
He'll root his way to the inside of Chase Briscoe. A couple of Ford Mustangs, they're banging quarter panels coming off the corner, and they still stay side by side to one.
Blaney on the inside, Briscoe on the outside. That's the wheel-to-wheel battle. for third and fourth. Kyle Larson tried to close in the number five spot. Briscoe still won't quit in the high groove.
Kyle Larson's going to have to just be patient for the moment and wait for this duo to settle things down. They do that up off turn number four, so give Ryan Blaney now the number three spot. Briscoe rather goes back to fourth, and Kyle Larson is fifth.
Right now, Kyle Larson is 2.5 seconds behind the race leader. Chris Wilner, let's check in with you. How's the progress on that Chevrolet Camaro so far today?
Well, so far, no major complaints from Kyle Larson, but Cliff Daniels, the crew chief, the first time all day, came over the radio and said, manage your equipment, but the scenario looks like this. The 20 is buried in traffic. You're starting to gain every position to that cut line, but what we need to keep in mind, Ryan Blaney and that car taking off. Cliff Daniels was the one yesterday in practice that said that could be the best car on the long run. Well, Ryan Blaney starting to pull away from this battle as Larson continues to try to keep pace. That is the driver we need to race because it could come down to beating Ryan Blaney for a spot in the championship four. So already starting to think about points is Kyle Larson and Cliff Daniels.
Kyle Larson to the inside of Chase Briscoe, Mike, as they come up off of turn number four.
Larson drifts wide. He gets into the side of Briscoe. They drag race. Coming out of the corner, Briscoe has the advantage, but Larson's going to try to outbreak him to the corner.
Handful of laps ago, Chase Briscoe was the third place automobile. Oh, trouble turn four. Martin Truex Jr. gets turned. Everybody scatters to make their way around. He'll cut the 360, and he's gone.
And that'll put us under the caution flag now for the fifth time today. Truex was the beneficiary of the free pass on the last caution to get back on the lead lap.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Tracks app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag,
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Back here at Martinsville Speedway, pit lane will open up this time by. Looks like William Byron, the race leader, is going to come to the bottom of the racetrack. He will indeed bring that lead group to pit lane with the exception of Ryan Blaney. Blaney stays on the racetrack, so you've got William Byron and Chase Elliott making their way in. We go to Chris Wilner.
William Byron to the attention of his crew. It was a late call by Rudy Fugel, but they wanted to work on the handling. Said the rear tire is just still not in the racetrack, but I need to get better snug off the corner. So another air pressure adjustment. Four tires, and the crew already sends William Byron away. Steve Post?
Chase Elliott still very happy with his race car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel on the Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. Alex Bowman's been fighting a little bit of a tight condition. Overall, though, very happy with his car, been running inside the top 10. Joey Logano racing out on the racetrack. Tight the center of the corner. The race off from pit road from these drivers. William Byron goes out to Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, Chase Briscoe, and Todd Gilliland. So split strategy as far as pit stops here. These drivers pitting at lap number 186.
And that sets up an interesting dynamic on the leaderboard. Ryan Blaney will stay out. He'll take the lead. Denny Hamlin stays out. He'll go to second. Brad Keselowski, Christopher Bell, they stay out as well, along with some others. We'll recap it all for you in a moment. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to Martinsville Speedway. The top 11 cars stay on the racetrack, and that will make Ryan Blaney the newest leader as we are under the caution flag. Denny Hamlin second, Brad Keselowski third, Christopher Bell fourth, and Austin Dillon round out the top five.
Martin Truex Jr. brought us under the caution flag after getting back on the lead lap, and he spun over there in turn four to put the caution out. The problem for Truex is that the leaders went by him when he tried to refire. He lost a lap again, but it looks like he's going to stay on the track to try to get the wave around to get that lap back. It has just been an opening to this race for he and that team to forget.
It's been brutal. They've been up and down, up and down, and the weekend started off so great. Had one of the fastest cars in practice. They flexed early on. They led 41 laps of this race, but pit road speeding penalties, getting turned around on the racetrack, pit road speeding. It's been a mess for Martin Truex Jr. today.
Yeah, but we still have a long way to go. 311 laps to be exact. So Truex again does take the wave around, so he'll get back on the tail end of the lead lap. A lot of jumbled up cars right now with different pit strategy. As a matter of fact, here's how they'll go right now at lap number 190.
We mentioned a moment ago, Blaney, Hamlin, Keselowski, Bell, and Dillon, the top five. Noah Gragson will restart in sixth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in seventh. You've got Harrison Burton in eighth. You've got Eric Jones ninth, and Justin Haley will restart in 10th.
Daniel Hemric 11th. William Byron is 12th. Kyle Larson 13th. Alex Bowman is 14th. Chase Briscoe 15th. Todd Gilliland 16th. Carson Hocevar, Ryan Preece, Joey Logano, and Ross Chastain make up the top 20.
Field is just going through the choose process. They are lined up double wide on the back straightaway. Got new players at the front of this field, and Alex, one of those players is Ryan Blaney, who's been coming to life slowly but surely on pit road with his crew and on the racetrack with him in that race car.
And he'll be the one as the control cars. The field's coming to the Geico restart zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Field comes out of the corner, waiting for the green flag to fly. It does at lap 190. Blaney's away. Denny Hamlin again spins the tires again. That allows Blaney the whole shot to the inside.
Denny Hamlin not good on the takeoff, but he's going to try and battle back in that outside lane. The fight is for the second spot. Blaney away with it. Brad Keselowski to the inside on Hamlin.
Keselowski kicks the door wide open. Hamlin's going to give him racing room at the bottom of the track. They're going to stay wheel to wheel. Ford versus Toyota.
Brad Keselowski on the inside. Denny Hamlin on the outside. Behind them comes the Austin Dillon machine. He's got the inside lane as he runs in the fourth spot.
Alex, what about Brad Keselowski? He just powers his way to the inside of Denny Hamlin in that orange and white Kings Hawaiian Ford.
Yeah, Brad Keselowski's done a masterful job here today. He's been inside the top 10 the better part of the entire race, but with a little strategy being played out right now, finds himself getting some track position, Mike, right up to the number two position, and the opportunity now to try to get up there and try to take the lead away.
He swings around Denny Hamlin to go to second. You got Denny Hamlin falling to third. Austin Dillon, after having a problem early on, Dave, is right now solidly in position number four.
And he is all over Denny Hamlin for the number three position. They'll race nose to tail for the moment down the back straightaway, heading for three. But Austin Dillon on the march. He wants a piece of Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin is going to stay right there in the number three spot. Austin Dillon will go to the inside and try to take a peek to his inside. Nothing doing as Hamlin puts the block on right there. Now Dillon swings wide off turn two.
Hamlin is a little bit
trouble.
Better.
Turn number one. Two cars around. Todd Gilliland, Daniel Hemric get locked together in the middle of turns one and two. Both those cars will spin to the outside of the racetrack. They're able to refire and move away from the spin scene, but two cars come together at the end of the front straightaway at lap 195.
That'll put us under the caution flag for the sixth time here in today's race. Everybody just going for the same spot, but it was Carson Hocevar who really drove it in deep and really got into the back bumper of Daniel Hemric, sent Hemric around. He collected just an innocent bystander in the form of Todd Gilliland as we work the caution flag.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt? National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit NationalDebtRelief.com to learn more and get started. NationalDebtRelief.com.
With 63 laps to go here in stage number two, we work the caution flag for the sixth time with Ryan Blaney still the race leader. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We welcome you back to Martinsville Speedway in the Xfinity 500 as we get closer to the halfway point in the race. We got a couple of different pit strategies ongoing right now. The top four cars make the top five. Four of the top five are on a different pit strategy than the rest of the field. One of those drivers that did come to pit lane back on lap 186 was Chase Elliott, who's led the most laps so far today. But Chase Elliott did not come off the pit lane with the rest of the cars he did. He fell down the leaderboard. He's back in 21st. Steve Post, what was the problem?
Alex, they had a problem on the right rear of the Chase Elliott pit stop. The jack man had to run back around the car and re-jack it up. So you don't need to miss much down here, but when you got to make another trip around the race car, that's what happened to Chase Elliott on that pit stop back on lap number 187.
Right now, he is posted in the 21st position, and that situation that Steve Post just described, Rusty, is what you addressed in the pre-race about not making mistakes here in this race.
And that's a big deal. It's so easy to make mistakes on this short racetrack, it really any track. And with only two races to go, when you're trying to get in the final four, you just can't have problems like that. But you know what? There's no I in a team. Everybody's a team, and those guys down there made a mistake on that tire change, and so they'll rectify it, they'll talk about it, they'll shrug it off, and they got plenty of time now to get back to the front. What is it? They got about 300 laps to go, so it's not like it's the end of the world right now, but it was a big hit for that number nine car at Chase Elliott, no doubt about it. He didn't want to have to go out there and make up all that time again. He's lost a lot of time right now.
Yeah, he's in a must-win situation at currently 77 points out as we get the one-to-go signal before we go back under the green flag. But you can look at some of the competition out there and take some solace in the fact that you can get that track position back. A guy like a Denny Hamlin or even a Ryan Blaney who's been able to climb the leaderboard.
Now you can. Just like I said, you got enough time. One thing I'm looking at, guys, right now, Ryan Blaney, that 12 car, another four or five guys with him. They got 52-lap older tires than, say, William Byron, who pitted on lap 186. I'm interested to see how good those tires are going to hold up. Or is Byron and those guys going to run them down and catch them before the end of stage two?
Brad Keselowski's got a fast race car. He's going to restart on the outside of the front row next to a Ford teammate in Ryan Blaney. Into the Geico restart they go. Green comes out at lap 202. Side by side for the point in one.
Ryan Blaney down low. Brad Keselowski up high. It's Blaney by half a car length, but Brad gets a good run off the top. They're wheel to wheel into turn three.
Nobody giving an inch here. here for the top spot at Martinsville. Ryan Blaney and Brad Keselowski nearly trade paint at the start-finish line. Denny Hamlin, an interested onlooker in third.
He's right there in the catbird seat waiting to see how this one's going to work out. Brad Keselowski again, strong off the top of turn two. He's almost got him cleared into three.
Three quarters of the way clear is Brad Keselowski, but here comes Ryan Blaney muscling his way back to the bottom of the racetrack. Side by side for a moment, Brad's got a fender out in front in one.
Holding Blaney down on the bottom of the racetrack. Again, the advantage off turn two belongs to Keselowski. Brad Keselowski goes to the point on lap 204.
And he'll keep his car at the bottom of the racetrack. Ryan Blaney stabs the brakes to prevent from getting into the back bumper of the race leader. Hamlin is third. Now the battle is on for fourth. Christopher Bell to the inside of Austin Dillon.
Bell, who has rebounded after some problems early, takes it to the inside of the Austin Dillon machine. Move Bell to fourth, Dillon to fifth, then in the outside lane, Noah Gregson.
Well, I tell you, good run out of Brad Keselowski. Did exactly what had to do with those fresh tires on that number six Ford to ever cool down after the last restart. Man, he held tough on the top side of that track, and those tires barely held in. I don't think he could have hung out much longer, because right now that 12 car is starting to get in the back of his rear end and kind of get really close to it.
Brad has gotten his way around Ryan Blaney, and again, he becomes one of the newest leaders of this race this afternoon. Blaney right now in second. Two car lengths behind is Denny Hamlin working in the third spot.
Hamlin trying to stay with the leaders right now. He's fallen back by a couple of car lengths. Blaney has not at all given up the fight. He wants that lead back in four.
He does, but Brad Keselowski being very stingy, he does not want Blaney to have it back. Brad Keselowski broke a 110 race winless drought back in May at Darlington in the Goodyear 400. Right now, Mike, Brad Keselowski's got himself a pretty good race car.
Bright orange and white colored car, a silver six on the side, and right now he's starting to tiptoe away just a tad over Ryan Blaney. Further back, Kyle Larson's on the move. He'll open up the inside line. He'll slide under the Noah Gregson's car and will take the seventh position.
The Hendrick Motorsports teammates ganging up on Noah Gregson. William Byron and Kyle Larson both making their way under Noah. Noah will slam the door on another Hendrick car in four.
And pay the price by getting a little ding in the back bumper, courtesy of the nose of the Alex Bowman machine. Chase Briscoe is right there as well.
Bowman hot to trot, looking to the inside now on Noah Gregson. Noah beginning to backslide a little bit. Here comes Bowman. He'll dive bomb to the inside in three.
As I tell you what, that 24 car, William Byron, he started 11th on this last restart. He's up to 6 right now. He's got those new tires. Guys, I don't know if those fellas who stayed out on tires, if that's going to work for him or not. But that 24 is running them down, guys.
Well, right now he's getting a trunkful day from Kyle Larson.
He is indeed, from his Hendrick Motorsports teammate. And behind them, Bowman has made his way now to the inside of Noah Gregson.
Gregson on the outside lane does not give up the position without some sort of a fight. However, Gregson being very cognizant as he keeps his car wide off turn two.
He's now got Chase Briscoe in the rearview mirror, but Noah's not done yet. He's going to fight back to the outside of Bowman.
Here he comes, high side. Noah Gregson trying to keep a quarter panel up alongside. He'll do it at the start-finish line. About a half a car length out in front is Bowman in this ongoing race for eighth.
That's eighth place up for grabs. Alex Bowman has it by about three-quarters of a car length. Finally, Noah Gregson will put up the white flag of surrender. He'll dive in on his back bumper.
And stay right in front of Chase Briscoe as the top 10 now will go single file across the line. Brad Keselowski, meanwhile, just can't shake Ryan Blaney.
No, Blaney is all over him at the exit of turn number two. Has not made any blatant moves to try and regain the lead, just keeping the pressure on.
We are about to complete the 15th lap in this green flag run, and Alex, if we go back to practice yesterday, Ryan Blaney's strong suit was the longer run. It may be too soon for it to kick in, but I would imagine we get to laps 25, 30, 35 if we stay under the green flag. That's when Ryan Blaney should come to life.
Yeah, you're right about that, Mike. We've gone our longest green flag stretch today has been 76 laps. In the last five Martinsville races, we have had 111 minimum green flag lap runs in each one of those races. So wisdom says that, well, the trend is we're going to have a long green flag stretch at some point. They built longevity into their chassis, but the way this race has played out here in the first half of it, we've been slowed by six different cautions already.
Challenge and change for sixth. Kyle Larson has gotten by William Byron. He did it a lap ago. He'll take sixth. Byron falls to seventh. And now, as William Byron looks back, he's got a Hendrick Motorsports teammate that has finally cleared the Noah Gregson car behind him.
Alex Bowman trying to close in now. A little further up, Kyle Larson putting the heat on the Austin Dillon machine.
Dillon's car just a little bit loose off turn number four. Larson continues to hang right there. The battle for the lead's off turn two.
Here they come down the back straightaway. Brad Keselowski slips a little wide. Down to the bottom of the racetrack. On the charge, here comes Ryan Blaney.
Diving down to the inside, they lean on each other. Clean racing for the lead at lap 219. It's Keselowski who'll power back to the outside of Blaney across the start-finish line.
A couple of Ford Mustang dark horses going at it for the top spot here at Martinsville Speedway. Keselowski pulls away again. Blaney will fall in on his back bumper.
Well, I tell you what, if Blaney ever gets around him, he's just going to drive off. He is all over the back of Brad Keselowski. He's trying a high lane entry, trying to diamond the center of the corner and drive down underneath the six car Brad Keselowski. He's working every angle out there right now, guys, trying to get around him.
And he's doing a great job in it, and his hands are full. For more on Ryan Blaney, here's Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney is just so good at driving a car straight up off the corner and not spinning the tires, not sliding the tires. And that's why they're able to do this on old, worn-out tires. Ryan Blaney is out here, and they just feel good. There's no concern about their tires compared to William Byron or Kyle Larson. They know they have probably the best long-run speed car here, and they're showing it right now as he continues to still bird dog Brad Keselowski down here in turns one and two.
Gives him a tap on the back bumper, but Brad Keselowski is able to hang on to the lead, at least for now. We'll have 37 laps to go when the leaders come back to the start-finish line. Time for a mid-race update brought to you by eBay Motors. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for all rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you love. eBay, things people love.
We've had six leaders take their turn at the point. Chase Elliott's led the most laps today, a total of 94 for Chase Elliott. The next highest on the lead lap count has been William Byron at 47. Eight different lead changes. We've been slowed by caution flag six times for a total of 43 laps. Stage number one's already over with. Chase Elliott won that stage. And right now, Brad Keselowski shows the way.
He has a trunk full of Ryan Blaney. Denny Hamlin right now is running third. If you're just joining us, it's been a rough weekend for Denny Hamlin and that bunch. They crashed in practice yesterday, did not go to a backup car, rebuilt that FedEx Toyota, started at the back of the pack, never took a qualifying lap, slowly and methodically worked their way through the field, and has taken advantage of pit strategy to be positioned third on the leaderboard right now, just a little over halfway in this race.
And those drivers at the front of the field, the top four, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell, are on older tires, 52 lap older tires than those drivers behind them. But Rusty, they're doing a masterful job of hanging on.
They're doing a great job hanging on. It's got to be frustrating for a guy named Ryan Blaney and Brad Keselowski. Blaney's thinking, man, I'm going for a title. You're not. Come on, give me a little break, man. Let me get in front of you. But Brad's like, man, I need a win real bad. Wish I could help you, buddy, but not right now.
Alex just mentioned a moment ago the drivers that have led this race, six in total. The driver that's led the most is Chase Elliott. He's led 94 laps. When he pitted at lap 186, they had a problem on the right rear, and they had to basically, well, they lost a lot of track position because they had to get the tire on the car. He restarted 20-plus, but Alex, just watching Chase work his way through the field, he is now racing side-by-side for 12th with Chase Briscoe.
That car is really good, and he's proving that the car is pretty doggone good in traffic as well, as Chase Elliott and Chase Briscoe continue to race side-by-side. Chris Wilner, what other things are you hearing about that car?
Well, it's one of those things, actually, talking about Christopher Bell, who's just right behind, or just up ahead of Chase Elliott. Christopher Bell's the last car on the old tires that last pitted on lap 134. Adam Stevens, his crew chief, said, "We made our bed. Unfortunately, bringing out with the yellow had to go off strategy, but right now our goal is to race the 5 and the 24. They're doing it right now, keeping ahead of Kyle Larson and William Byron. They're going to try to run out the end of this stage, but for Christopher Bell, they yet have found the handling on this race car, but the clean air has been the key, and Christopher Bell, who, again, is watching the points, may need a win to get in, trying to race the 5 and the 24. 24 at this point.
Right now, he is fourth on the leaderboard. He's 2.2 seconds behind race leader Brad Keselowski. And as of now, Alex, on the playoff leaderboard, he's in by 26, third of the four drivers.
Down to 28 laps to go here in stage number two. Points are important to some. For others, it just doesn't matter. They know they have to win this race if they want to be a part of the championship for next week in the Valley of the Sun out in Phoenix Raceway. But Brad Keselowski has been able to keep Ryan Blaney at bay. It's been solid racing, Mike, but with that being said, there are some other drivers that are getting physical.
Well, right now, the two Chases on the racetrack are being physical. Chase Elliott's been trying to get around Chase Briscoe, thought he had him cleared. All of a sudden, Elliott shoots up the racetrack. Briscoe darts back to his inside, and that's been the ongoing race for 12th. That race, 7.3 seconds behind Brad Keselowski, who leads at lap 234.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Ah!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Brad Keselowski continues to hang on to the lead. He's got a two-car length lead over Ryan Blaney. It's a dozen car lengths back to Denny Hamlin in third. Another four back to Chris Bell in fourth, with Kyle Larson two car lengths behind them. 23 laps to go in stage two. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
19 laps to go in stage two of the Xfinity 500 here at the Martinsville Speedway. Brad Keselowski has just led his 40th lap and has done a great job fending off Ryan Blaney, who's had a couple of opportunities to take that lead away as both of those drivers, Alex, begin to close in on the tail end of the field.
Yeah, they do. They're going to have to negotiate a whole gaggle of race cars here as the sun gets lower on the horizon with the giant grandstands here at Martinsville Speedway. The front stretch, turn one, and part of turn two are in shape. But Dave, as you watch this great race for the race lead go on, you've got some sunshine.
Absolutely. Staring kind of straight into it at the moment as it will slowly begin to set down below the main grandstands. But we've got a little while to wait for that yet. Most of this track still is in sunshine.
With 16 to go now in the stage, let's review some of the keys to winning today's race presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. Sam, much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to the race are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Rusty?
Alex, what I'm seeing right now as this race goes on and some of the mistakes I've seen earlier, number one is, man, don't make those mistakes. Do not screw up on these pit stops and lose that track position. The other thing I've seen, man, we talked about those restarts, haven't we? Those restarts, you got to be great. You got those sticker tires. They're real grippy. Goodyear's brought a great tire for today. Get all you possibly can on that first 10 laps after a restart. Pick up some positions. And I wrote down my number three guys, great late pit stops. You got to have, these guys need to bust off one of the fastest stops they've ever had in their career so far. Get that track position because, man, we found out it's hard to make some passes out there. So good stop. So you got the track position. That's going to win you a race.
Right now on the racetrack, we have seen pitting strategy come into play. Right now, the top four drivers are on a 50-lap older set of tires than fifth-place Kyle Larson. And, Alex, they're making the most of it. Right now on the racetrack, we're seeing them not give up spots and able to keep Kyle Larson at bay, and that may come into play later in this race.
Yeah, these crew chiefs are absolutely making notations about that and keeping up with the lap times out there. But you look at this with Brad Keselowski hanging on to the top spot. Blaney's still on his back bumper as we're down to 11 to go in the stage. Brad Keselowski has not won a stage this entire year. The stage one winner was Chase Elliott. Well, he hadn't won a stage since the opening race of the year in the Daytona 500. So different drivers emerging here when the green and white checkered flag gets ready to fly.
Updating the playoff leaderboard for you. Christopher Bell in by 26. William Byron in by 9. Kyle Larson out by 9. Denny Hamlin out by 21. Blaney out by 33. Chase Elliott out by 53 at this part of the race.
Good racing going on with playoff drivers. It's Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, William Byron off turn two. This is from fourth on back.
And they are all in a knot right now, battling for third, fourth, fifth position. William Byron shoehorns his way underneath Christopher Bell. Kyle Larson has already done so.
At the same time, they're starting to knot up for the lead. Ryan Blaney breathing down Keselowski's neck, and they're in lap traffic.
Lap traffic comes into play, and Ryan Blaney smells some blood in the water right now. Brad Keselowski on the back bumper of John Hunter Nemechek. Wide entry into turn three.
Well, I tell you what, guys, 9 laps to go until the end of this stage, and if they can make it another 9 laps, that's a home run for that number 11 car at Denny Hamlin. They stayed out, didn't put any tires on, gained all that track position. Now he's running the position three. Like I said, now another 8 laps if he can hold on. That was a lot of cars they picked up by that strategy.
And last time that Denny Hamlin came to pit road, Alex, lap 134, along with Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney.
And Hamlin right now 23 points out of that final cut, and the last opportunity to get any points whatsoever. So essentially, Hamlin's in a must-win situation right now. Even though he's third and can score some points here, and you never know what's going to happen with Christopher Bell or William Byron, the two drivers in on points as we stand.
Talking about Brad, Ryan, and Denny, they're in lap traffic. The front two got held up for a moment with John Hunter Nemechek, which allows Denny Hamlin to close in.
They've made their way underneath Nemechek. Hamlin has not yet done so. Next in line, the Todd Gilliland machine for Keselowski.
Keselowski has about 4 car lengths to make up to get to Todd Gilliland's back bumper, but he does enjoy, if you can use that term, Dave, a half a car length advantage over second place.
Denny Hamlin would like to get up there and challenge for second or maybe even for the lead, but he may have more trouble at the back door than he does out the front windshield. Kyle Larson is closing in fast.
Kyle Larson is there. William Byron is there as the leaders begin to accordion back together with 4 laps to go in stage two.
It continues to be Brad Keselowski racing through turns 1 and 2 on the back bumper of the Gilliland machine with a car length in hand over the second place automobile driven by Ryan Blaney.
Brad Keselowski has had enough of Todd Gilliland, shoves him up the racetrack on exit of turn number 4. 3 laps to go in the stage. Here goes Keselowski to the inside.
Bradley opens the barn door down low, and he will bypass or at least attempt to the Gilliland machine. They race side by side into turn 3.
And they come off turns 3 and 4. Brad Keselowski with a car length lead. Great job of managing this race for Brad Keselowski. 2 laps to go in stage number 2. Ryan Blaney now has lap cars running interference.
Driven like a veteran by Brad Keselowski. Despite the older tires, he has not put a wheel out out of place, and now he begins to pull away as Blaney struggles with the lap traffic.
Yeah, here's Brad Keselowski looking for his first stage win of the season. He's got a half a mile between himself and a green and white checkered flag.
No more lap traffic to deal with. About three, maybe four, maybe five now car lengths over Ryan Blaney. Brad Keselowski's got him right where he wants him into three.
He comes off the end of the back straightaway. Brad Keselowski dials up the low lane, works the curving out the corner. Green and white checkered flag is flying, and Brad Keselowski will win the second stage this afternoon here at the Martinsville Speedway. Ryan Blaney comes across the line in second. Third is Denny Hamlin. Kyle Larson rounds out the fourth position, William Byron in fifth. You got Christopher Bell in sixth, Austin Dillon in seventh, Alex Bowman in eighth, ninth is Noah Gregson, and 10th is Ryan Preece. That look at the top 10 and who scored stage points presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free